Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. There is a humanitarian crisis developing at our southern border. It's a humanitarian crisis, first of all. It's a political crisis. It's got to be resolved. And Joe Biden and his administration have got to resolve it quick. And here's what it is. There are presently 4,200 minors at the border on the United States side in the custody of the United States. Their parents simply came up, dumped them at the border and left. Some as young as 6 years old. I saw one report that one was 1 year old. I find that hard to believe. I hope that's not the case. But 6 years old at least, up to teenagers. There's a migrant facility in Texas that's at 729% of capacity for unaccompanied minors. It has capacity for 250 minors. There are 1,800 minors in that facility. The boys will take turns sleeping on the floor. They only shower once every couple of days, and they only see the sun from the room where they shower. You can't have that. That is a humanitarian crisis, and it's a political crisis. There were something like 11,000 unaccompanied minors left there at the border in February. It's twice what it was in previous months. And I think what happened, saying this as a Democrat and an early, if not the earliest, supporter of Joe Biden in Wisconsin, that Joe has a big heart. And so early on, he said he's going to reverse everything that Trump had done. And people didn't have to wait in Mexico anymore, and people didn't have to try to get asylum in the countries where they were coming from. And by the way, though, we're not ready for yet, so don't come up. But the minute that message went out, absolute caravans of people came up. And there are hordes trying to come across. They're turned back into Mexico. But what some parents have done is just leave their children there and walk away. That's how bad they have it in their home countries. It's a terrible, terrible crisis. Part of the problem is that the leadership in these countries are criminal. And I say that advisedly. The president of Honduras took a $1 million bribe from the cartel. There was the defense minister in Mexico, Cienfuegos. We have hundreds of emails and tape recorded conversations where he's basically he's an agent of the cartel. Warned them when there was going to be a raid, that kind of thing. We arrested him in the United States. Mexico demanded and said its honor was threatened. We had to return him. They'd do it. Threatened to expose our undercover agents in Mexico who would then be killed. Trump caved in, let the guy go. We got back to Mexico. He was honored. There was testimony in the El Chapo trial that a previous president of Mexico had gotten a $100 million bribe from the cartel. So if you're a migrant and you're in a country that's poor to begin with, and the leadership is absolutely corrupt to the point of criminality, and at the same time, everybody else in society follows that example, and you have gangs terrorizing your neighborhood, extorting your business, and you personally, you want to leave. And I think what Joe's saying is, all right, don't come right now, but I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing, sent the wrong signal. Now, there are almost 8 billion people in the world, about 7.5 billion, and billions of them live in terrible circumstances. And I think that the United States is job as leader of the world is in a humane way help to improve conditions where they are, but not bring them to the United States. Simply can't have it all. So what do you do? Well, first of all, there was money provided, and Biden is providing $4 billion to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala to improve conditions down there so people stay, but then he suspended it because their leadership are criminal. Criminal. The new president of El Salvador is the first Muslim president in South America, Central America, and he initially tried to, essentially, he's an authoritarian, overtake the legislature. The Supreme Court stopped him. Now he's trying to essentially nullify the Supreme Court and the legislature and just take power. That's what's going on down there. That's what's going on down there. And people don't see any way out, and so they have to come to the United States, and they're desperate, and they leave their children. And that is something that is the most important issue, is a moral issue. What do you do? Unaccompanied kids are vulnerable. They're vulnerable to trafficking, kidnapping. We don't have the facilities. 729% over capacity. 1,800 kids in a place for 250 is a shocking thing, and it's wrong. It's very, very wrong. I think that Biden has got to send out a much firmer message, and this is coming from Democratic congressmen along the border of Mexico who represent Texas districts, congressional districts, who are Democrats, and they're Latino Democrats. And they say, you got to stop this. You got to stop this. Politically, if we don't stop it, the Republicans have already made an issue of it. Kevin McCarthy, the weasel Kevin McCarthy, went down there with some Republicans to wring his hands and say how bad it was, when the Republican Party did a lot to cause it. Yeah, they're the ones that attacked our democracy and what overturned the election, for that matter. But now they're trying to look like saints with halos on going down there. This is going to be the defining issue in the election if we're not careful. This has been a lingering issue in politics since 2014, when Eric Cantor, may remember him, in Richmond, Virginia, was the majority leader in the Congress because the Republicans had the Congress, and he supported a path to citizenship and a moderate immigration policy. And a guy who was just a right-wing kook out of a small community college with no money just got up and said he's bad on immigration, and he upset Eric Cantor, even though Eric Cantor had raised millions of dollars and this guy had raised, I think, $30,000. This is an issue that's got to be resolved. We have got to have a reformed, humane immigration system that provides legal immigration, but does not just have people come swarming over and get put in facilities, leaving their kids. They can't accommodate them. We can't have it. I think initially what has to be is that immediately as people come in, they simply are returned to their home countries, airlifted back. You can say, okay, well, if they use the word asylum, that triggers international obligations, and it does, but these are economic refugees. They're not being hunted down for their religion or their race, as is the case in Africa and in the Middle East of Christians, by jihadists. Those people, the Christians in Africa and the Middle East, should be admitted, but the economic refugees have to be treated differently. And then I think you've got to do, I don't know how to say this politely, arrest the leadership of this country and send them to Guantanamo for being crooks. I don't care what they think about their national pride. And give them the money to build facilities down there, train their police, help them with our military, round up their gangs and imprison them in places like Guantanamo or somewhere else for a long, long time. Get them out of circulation. You don't want transnational gangs. This is speaking entirely off the top of my head. Obviously, cooler heads, policy heads in the Biden administration have the resources and the information to make informed decisions. But this is a statement that is, first of all, a moral issue, and secondly, a political issue, It cannot be permitted to happen. These kids are vulnerable. They're being left at the border. That's got to stop. And part of it was the messaging that came out that, okay, we're getting rid of everything Trump did. And it's true. We got rid of all the bad stuff Trump did. But the fact is that, I mean, here's an example. There were hundreds of miles of border wall before Trump came in that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama helped build. If you didn't have a border wall in San Diego, you'd have no border. The issue with Trump was he wanted to make it like a sardine can and seal off the whole border. That's a different question. Number two, saying that people have to stay somewhere else before they're processed here is a good thing. You can't just have people swarming in and at 729% capacity. Third, have them stay in their own countries and help that country change so that they stay there. That's a good thing. And Biden understands that. He campaigned on that. He was one of the few in the Democratic primary who campaigned on that, and that's why people elected him. So he can do all this with a humane demeanor and heart. Above all, the kids have to be protected, but they're not being protected, being put in these facilities, vulnerable to traffickers and kidnappers and everything else. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on.